I'm chocolate like a bar, but my name is not Roseanne. My skin has a pigment reminiscent of a tan. I plan to grow dreads, but first a nappy fro. The longer the hair, the easier to scare a foe. It grows from my head till it covers up my face. People look and stare when I walk into the place. This is just a taste from the funky human being. Ain't no misbehaving, ain't no use of raving. Surrounded by the people who would stab me in the back. My skin is really brown, even though it's labeled black. Sometimes I wear a cap and sometimes I wear bananas. Forbidden in LA, but I wore one in Atlanta. I chiseled up a sculpture to compliment my culture. Thoughts of silly Nubians are prone to give me ulcers. Hanging with the brothers who are tribal in their ways. For this is how I like to spend my day. And it pays to steal a groovy sample from the archives. Use my mental staff to eliminate a Popeye. Still gather papes like my man Michael Forbes. Pondering my life as I look into my orbs. Shade of green like my brother Billy Bixby. I utilize a sample that I salvaged from the 60s cause I'm picky. My meal must appeal to me like Morse. Far too many fraudulent opponents in the force. I fall into the gap when I need to purchase clothes. Easy on the fads cause the posers always pose. I suppose they will bite, they'll try not to show it. I came very plain and they're feeling rather loaded. I ditched all the bees cause my needs seem to differ. Me and CMP are like the Gill and the Skipper. He will use his clippers to give himself a fade. I give my fro a sheen with a smidgen of pomade. I laid in the shade and I greeted Mixer Blitz with a rhythm and a rhyme, and he said that it's a twist from the ordinary, everyday, continual assumption that R&B and rap makes a winner. Guess who is coming through for dinner? A native-like brother with a passive little style that most certainly will smother. Suicidal rhymes with apocalyptic tunes. I will drink a seltzer while you dabble with the wounds.
Hey, yo, wake up. Wake up, it's time to go. Hey, yo, wake up. Wake up, man. Hey, wake up. Come on, man. Afternoon, man. It seems nowadays friends step to me bogus and end up on my couch at night without notice. It's cool to have a friend over every now and then, but I gotta have my space and I don't wanna see their face like every single day of the week. Talk is cheap, you better find yourself another place to sleep. It ain't my fault that your mom's got fed up and now you wanna come to my crib and wet my bed up. You better find a job so you can get an apartment and you can save your crocodile tears. Don't even start with the sob stories. I got enough from the other seven brothers in the den playing Genesis. Damn, I can't win at this. Seems like I'm gonna have to flip and tell those other brothers that they're gonna have to skip. I had it up to here with these lazy cats sticking sleeping on my couch and I'm tired of that. I kinda wonder where the squadron's at. They're not gone, they're just down at the laundromat. Because they wear the same pairs of clothing. I'm taking up crazy patience, just holding my temper. I'm about to start charging rent for every single brother that kicked it with my mother eating biscuits on Saturday morning like a family. The minute they step, it's like moms is crazy mad at me. Cause they're in my mother's room watching television. I feel like giving them the boot and say the hell with them. But if I give them the boot, I'm not a friend though. Even though my wound smells like dime bags of endo. But I can't pretend like I haven't been peeping it. Even mom knows that my brother's been sleeping on my couch for weeks. So your speeches fall flat, digging sleeping on my couch and I'm tired of that. You never gonna walk my